I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, and it, as I said earlier, it's odd to say this, but it's true, and I do think it's going to be a good thing for him. Former Ravens tight end Hayden Hurst joins us on the program to give us the inside access on what it was like to get traded. And Hayden, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. And I guess I'll start with that, your reaction to being traded to Atlanta.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. And you know, to be honest, I figured at some point that it was probably going to end up happening, you know, with all the rumors at the trade deadline in season. Something that me and my agent had talked about, too, just more of an opportunity to get looks and showcase my talent. But you know, luckily, Eric DaCosta was great enough to kind of facilitate it and understand my wants and needs. And he's just a great guy. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's a great thing for my career.
Well, and Hayden, that was sort of our original take on it when it went down is like, look, Matt Ryan throws a lot to tight ends. My buddy Tony Gonzalez caught a lot of balls from him. And Austin Hooper developed more and more each year to the point where he's the highest paid tight end on the free agent market. And, you know, he secured, you know, I don't know, $20 million guaranteed. That's, I think it's fair to call that generational wealth. And that, you know, the tight end situation here with Andrews and Boyle and using a fullback and probably going to draft a wide receiver in the second round, like, you know, I'm sure it's bittersweet, but sometimes it all does sort of make sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is tough. It's going to be really hard not being in a tight end room with Nick and Mark this upcoming season. You know, those two guys are like my brothers. Having to FaceTime call them and tell them the news was tough, you know, brought us to tears because, you know, we created something pretty special in that tight end room in Baltimore. But like you said, you know, it's the business part of this whole thing. You know, I got to look out for myself and go get it while I can, while I'm still functioning and everything. And yeah, being in Atlanta is just a blessing, you know, with Matt Ryan and how he's utilized tight ends, obviously with what Hooper's done, and then he had Tony Gonzalez as well. So there's a great track record there, and I'm just excited to be a part of that.
Former Ravens tight end Hayden Hurst joining us here at Inside Access with Jason Lockefor and Ken Wyman. I want to follow up with something you just said, Hayden. And as I covered the team last year, and I was in the locker room a lot during the week and after games, some people just say things, but you guys, and I'm referring to you and Nick and Mark, really liked each other. To see you guys goof off during the day, all of that, you could tell you guys really liked each other. So the business of the sport, where it's probably better for your career to be in Atlanta, and the idea that you guys are splitting up, how hard was that call when you talked to those guys?
It was very hard. Because like I said, I mean, those two guys are like my brothers. I mean, you know, when you're in season, you're with those guys every single day for, like, you know, almost 12 hours a day. And you just form a bond, you know, just continuously seeing each other. And, yeah, FaceTiming those guys was pretty tough. You know, me and Nick were in tears. You know, Mark just couldn't really wrap his head around it just because we figured we'd be playing together forever. But, yeah, the business side of sports is unfortunate. But, you know, we still talk pretty much every day, me, Nick, and Mark. Probably me and Mark more so because Nick's got the baby right now. But, yeah, we'll continue that friendship and that brotherhood. That definitely won't go away.
Hayden, how crazy have the last – I mean, and look, the last 3-4 weeks have been crazy for everybody in America. But, I mean, you did something, you know, took something very personal and went public with your battle with suicide, and you were getting a push for your foundation. And then I know you had a, you know, events planned. And then that's canceled. And then somebody ripped you off on social media, which is just utterly despicable. And then I know you were trying to train in Jacksonville, and then your high school's closed, and you're scrambling for that. And then the next thing you know, you're traded to Atlanta. I mean, I'm guessing that this has just been a whirlwind on every level.
Yeah, it's like I've told you. You know, we've been in constant communication, trying to get on the radio show. It's just been utter chaos, to be totally honest. I mean, you know, from having to go up to Baltimore and put my house on the market and pack everything up to, you know, the whole jersey thing when I was trying to do something nice for a guy.
Yeah.
He said his cousin was dying of cancer and it was his last wish to have my jersey. Had to deal with that stuff, you know, and then, of course, you know, my story came out and we were going to go on this whole, like, speaking tour and do some stuff. And unfortunately, you know, the coronavirus that stuff all happened, and the travel bans were sanctioned, and it's just been a whirlwind, to put it lightly.
How did you come to terms with deciding to go public with your issues with depression? Because that's a hard thing, and mm-hmm. some people go through it and keep it private because they say, you know what, it's nobody else's business but mine. But what led you to go public with it?
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's part of my story, and it's who I am. You know, there's no avoiding that. You know, unfortunately, it's a topic in our country that not many people enjoy talking about, but sure. I think it affects more people than we think. And, you know, with me having my platform, and if people can see my story and see where I was and see what I was able to do and kind of drag myself from the bottom to the bottom and turn myself into an NFL player, you know, if some kid reads my story and that affects one life, you know, that's the purpose of why I do it. You know, I'm very comfortable with who I am, and it's a part of my story. It's, you know, made me who I am today.
Hayden, at the time you did decide to come forward with that, and I think you did talk to First Coast News down in Florida, the Florida Times Union, how many people close to you, much less how many teammates, you know, knew that you attempted to take your life in college? I mean, was that, I'm sure it was probably a revelation to a lot of people who probably thought they knew you really well.
Yeah, to be totally honest, I don't think a ton of people knew the entire story. I know a lot of people know that I don't drink and do anything like that, and they're just okay with it, but I don't think they understood the background of why I don't do that stuff anymore. It just took me a little while to feel comfortable putting it all out there. You know, obviously the platform that we're given in the NFL, you know, there's people who respond positively to it and can take that negatively as well, so you have to be comfortable with everything that comes with it. And you know, I've told people this before, and I don't mean it to come across as arrogant, but I genuinely don't really care what people think about me. I'm comfortable with who I am. And like I said, that's part of my story, and that's made me the person that I am today. And if it helps save people's lives, you know, I'll put it out there, and it doesn't matter to me, you know, what people think about me.
Wow.
We're talking to former Ravens tight end Hayden Hurst here. It's Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. I want to look back to last season. You guys finished the year on a 12-game winning streak, losing the playoffs to Tennessee, get upset at home. But what was that season like to go on that roll and to see Lamar Jackson in his first full season win the MVP?
It was just so fun. And it all starts with Lamar. He's just an easy, you know, happy-going guy. And it's just infectious being around him. You know, his personality, he treats it like a game, as it should be. You know, he doesn't overcomplicate stuff. And we were able just to kind of cut it loose and go out there every Sunday and do our thing. And, you know, good things happened. And, you know, unfortunately, I think the time off, you know, week 17, I don't think a lot of guys played. And then, you know, the first round bye. And I think that kind of negatively affected us. And I think if we just could have kept the thing rolling, maybe it would have been a different story. But, you know, you got to tip your cap. That was a pretty good Tennessee team, and they were well prepared.
I know this is the ifs and buts and candies and nuts portion of, you know, of the show, but I really feel like if Andrews was right and he high points that ball, you know what I mean? He catches that ball and it's
first drive.
You guys,
yeah.
First drive, that's a touchdown. I think it's a whole different playoff run. I mean, was that something? Did you guys, when you watch film moment, were you like, damn, you know what? If we cap off that drive, it might have been a whole different, you know, set of circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, there's a handful of plays you can go back. You know, there's even a play where I didn't get my head around in time and it hit off my shoulder. You know, you could pinpoint so many plays throughout that game. You're like, oh, that's the problem. But, you know, it's a collective effort, unfortunately. I don't think guys were 100%. And, you know, we caught up to a pretty good Tennessee team that was on a roll there.
Were you confident that Lamar could take the leap he took from year one to year two? With, you know, heading into last season, there were people questioning whether he could play in the league, and then he's the unanimous MVP of the league.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you see that guy work day in and day out and just the special things that he's capable of, you just know it's only a matter of time before he puts it all together. And then sure enough, he went on an absolute tear this year. And I couldn't be happier for him because I know he catches a lot of negative stuff from a lot of people, but he's just a great person, and I wish him nothing but success. He's an awesome guy.
Last thing, Hayden. Well, actually, this is going to be a weird two-parter, but we're having Miles Boykin on the show a little bit later. Wondered your impressions of him, and we didn't want to let you go before you had a chance to tell people, you know, a little bit about the Hayden Hurst Foundation. And I know some of these events have been canceled, but can people do things online, you know, through donations or otherwise to help your cause when we get on the other side of this so that you can really, you know, launch your campaign to try to frankly save other people?
Yeah. You know, Miles is a great guy. He was a little quiet this year, just, you know, as all rookies are, but me, him, and Mark Andrews had a pretty good relationship there. You know, had some fun times. He's a great guy. He's got a great career ahead of him. And as far as the foundation goes, it's the Hayden Hurst Family Foundation. Me and my mom and my dad and my sister all started it when I got drafted in 2018. And it focuses on mental health and suicide prevention in adolescent student athletes. It's kind of the group that we've targeted. But if you feel passionate enough, you know, to check it out, our website is the HaydenHurstFoundation.com. And you can go on there and check it out and see what we're all about. And so far, we've done a lot of stuff in Jacksonville, up in Baltimore as well. And then Atlanta is going to be the next one that we have to tackle. But, yeah, if you feel passionate about it, go check out the website.
Hey, Hayden, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, your high school teammates, prospect with the Orioles, and DJ Stewart, who got a cup of coffee last year and hoping to make the team this year, just your thoughts on DJ, and are you guys close, and what can you tell Oriole fans about him?
Oh, yeah, me and DJ are very close. We've grown up playing against each other probably since we were like 10 years old, and he's just a great guy, comes from a great family, spectacular athlete, and ironically enough, in high school, you know, I was really the baseball player and he was the star football player. And then roles kind of reversed further down life we got. And he was actually the first round 25th pick by Baltimore, as was I. So kind of strange how that all worked itself out.
Hayden Hurst, we really do appreciate your time. Appreciate your honesty being up front. Good luck with the foundation. And I think you're going to be very happy catching passes from Matt Ryan. He seems to like the tight end, as Jason said. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. Really do.
Thanks, Hayden. A lot of people here will be rooting for you down there, brother, for sure.
Yes,
all the
sir.
Best.
Thank you, guys.